very thankful to be here. I've missed coming the last few Wednesday nights. Been working. And thankfully we've got the schools cut for graduation last week and we're done. So I was able to be here tonight. And I'm going to tell Brother Mickey and Brother Jane that just because I come doesn't mean you have to put me in this place. I'll be just as content to sit back there by my wife and to listen. I need to hear good preaching, and I believe both of these brethren have been blessed with a gift, and I'd love to hear either one of them. I'd like to call your attention just for a little while this evening to Jeremiah chapter 10. Jeremiah chapter 10. As you do pray. I do appreciate the prayer offered by Brother Doug. Verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 10, 23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. The question I'd like to ask tonight is he talking about in a temporal sense, on a daily basis, or is he talking about eternal sense? He says, I know that the way of man is not in himself. I believe we would turn to Genesis chapter 37. We'd read about a man named Joseph. And I don't have to spend much time this evening acquainting you with Joseph because, first of all, most of you are Bible readers, so you've read Genesis. Also, you've been faithful to the church, so you have heard preaching on Joseph. I know I've heard Elder Mark Quarles preach on the figure of Joseph in relation to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you know about Joseph being sold by his brothers. And you know that he was taken down in Egypt's land and put in charge of Potiphar's house. You know the situation that happened there with his wife. And you know that he was cast in prison. And you know the story of Joseph. There's many times there in Genesis you'll find that, but the Lord was with Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. And I believe he's talking about in a temporal sense that he directed Joseph's path. And although Joseph was mistreated and things looked bad, you know, there's times that it looked real bad for Joseph. Because you remember when he was cast into prison, he interpreted the dreams of a baker and a butler and said, you know, you brothers get out of here, you remember me. And they forgot him for a while. But then Pharaoh had a dream. And remember, the one that was restored, and I can't remember which one it was there, said that, you know, there was this guy down in prison. And said he was a Hebrew, and he was able to interpret our dreams. So, you know, he brought him to Pharaoh, and he was able to interpret the dreams. And I like what it says in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. I like what it says. Joseph meets with his brethren, and you know that he's revealed himself, and he says, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. We want the Lord to be directing our paths on a daily basis. We want Him to be very active in everything that we do. The Bible says it's in Him that we live and move and have our being. You know, when we really consider something, consider things, we're not quite as in charge of things as we think we are. How many of you ever got in a place and you couldn't get out of? You ever done that? I did this afternoon. I've been outside all day and walked quite a few miles, and I don't know if I don't know what happened. I started having cramps. Started having a cramp in my leg, and when I tried to get up off the seat I was sitting in, I couldn't get out of there. And every time I tried to, I was straightened out, it quit, but when I tried to stand up, I couldn't get out. I was still in the seat. I called my wife, she was in the back of the house, I called Paula up there, and I said, I'm having a cramp. But as soon as she walked up there, it quit. And I was able to get up. The point is, I didn't have control to even get up. You see, we're dependent upon God, my friends. It is by His grace that we have breath in our body right now, that there is blood coursing through our veins. It is through Him that we have the blessings of this life that we have. You think about the blessings that you have. You know, so many times we take all the blessings that we have, we take them for granted. We think we've always had them, we'll always have them. We probably throw away more food than some people get in a month. We throw it away. They would love to have our leftovers, if I could put it that way. But the Lord, the Lord directs our paths. Brother Mickey quoted Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now let's go to verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy paths. Friends, I got news for you. I want Him directing my path. I want Him leading me. I don't want to be trying to get ahead of the Lord. I want to be following the Lord. We find in Luke chapter 12, there was a man one time who was blessed beyond measure. His crops were blessed bountifully, and his barns were filled. You remember what he said? He said, I tell you what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build new ones. I'll build bigger ones. What happened to him? You see, friends, we can't direct our own paths. Our ways are not within ourselves. They're of the Lord. If the Lord blesses us, we'll do this. In James chapter 4, you probably, if you've ever heard me speak at all, you probably heard me say this when Brother Mickey and I were growing up and our sisters, and we would say, like, tomorrow I'm going to do this. You ever said that? Tomorrow I'm going to do this. I'm going to work. I'm going fishing. I'm going to play golf. Tomorrow. Do you know for sure that's going to happen? My mother used to reprimand me on a daily basis when I said I was going to do something. And she would say, son, you need to preface that if the Lord wills. If the Lord allows me to do it. If He gives me the health to do it. And in James chapter 4, He says, go to now, verse 13. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Look at verse 15. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But look at verse 16. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. That's a pretty tough statement right there. It's not in man's way to direct himself. His ways are not of himself. We need to pray that our paths are directed by the Lord. How many times have you ever felt that the Lord has led you to a certain place or led someone to a certain place for you? You ever felt like that? There was a certain person who was brought to a certain place just for you. What about eternal and spiritual things? Several years ago, church over at Mize, if you will read, and I don't advise you to do it, but if you did read some other translations of the Bible, there are some verses that's been changed to make them mean what they want it to mean. You can read the verse I'm about to read in a translation called the NIV, and it says this. It says, the preparation of the heart is from the Lord, and the answer of the tongue is from man. That's what it says. Now, I'm not quoting verbatim. That's what it says. You can read it for yourself. If you don't trust me there, read it for yourself. Church over at Mize, I quoted that verse that way. There was a sister sitting there, and she had the most puzzled look on her face because she had that King James Version, and that's not what it says. Because the King James Version says, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Now, which one is not from the Lord? Is the preparation of the heart of the Lord? What about the answer of the tongue? Is that of the Lord also? According to this, that's what it says. The Lord prepares the heart. From a spiritual standpoint, from eternal life, it is God who does it. Man is passive in that. I was listening to the radio the other day, and I get amazed at what people think and what people say. Because this guy on the radio was talking about our works of righteousness here on earth. And he said, what you need to realize is what food you eat and what clothes you wear in heaven is going to depend upon what you do here. He says, you have got to give an account for everything that you've done, every idle word, every idle thing that you've done, you're going to have to give an account for it. Friends, let me tell you, you do. That's right. But you do it here on earth. Your sins and transgressions are gone. Lord has forgiven them. They are gone. They're put as far away as the east is from the west. But let me tell you, you've got to understand when it comes to spiritual things, well, it's not of man to direct his way. He can't get there. The preparation of the heart. It is God that prepares that heart, my friends. It is God that takes out the hard and stony heart and puts a heart of flesh. How many of you can perform heart surgery like that? Can you take out a hard and stony heart and put a heart of flesh in? I'll go ahead and tell you, if you ever get in a situation where I am your doctor for your heart, just go ahead and pass away. Because you don't have a doctor. Because if I had to cut you and I saw blood, I would be through. My daughter liked to watch some of these, I think it's called The Good Doctor. Y'all ever seen that TV show? And they show surgeries. I have to turn my head. I wouldn't cut out to be a surgeon, I can tell you. I'd pass out right there. But it's God that does this. He gives you a new heart. That's what he says in Ezekiel 36 and 26. A new heart will I give you. You know, as my dad used to say, he does that heart surgery and doesn't leave a scar. Doesn't leave a scar. I remember my dad's scar from his heart surgery. I remember it vividly, that scar. But when the Lord does it, there's not a scar. I think about John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and so many people misinterpret John chapter 1. Here's what it says. It says. Verse 11 says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now there are those who will tell you, there it is right there. It is your way. All you have to do is believe. But then he goes on, look what he says in the next verse. He says, which were born not of blood. You know what he's covering right there? Lineage. It's not of blood. Then he says, nor of the will of the flesh. It's not of yourself. It is not of you. You don't just decide one day, I want to be born again. You know, Sister Debbie mentioned Brother Ricky Harcrow. I heard him several years ago preaching, and he said he has a book at in his library called How to Be Born Again. I just recently thought about that thought the other day, and I'm kind of curious to know what it says. I know I probably shouldn't read it because we know how you're born again. But there, somebody's written the recipe for being born again. He's telling you right here how it's done. It's not of blood. It's not by lineage. Nor the will of flesh. Then he says, nor of the will of man. He covers it all. He covers all bases. Let me tell you, it is by the blood of Jesus Christ that we're saved. Our sins have been paid for. But then he goes over. He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power. So you have the power to become the manifest sons of God. You do have that. But it's through him. It's not of yourself. It's of the Lord. If I had to sum up tonight what I'm trying to get across, is that it is of God. That would be it. It is of God. We ought to pray that God directs our paths daily. He directs our thoughts. That he goes before us. And he's also our rearward. We need to pray that he's also behind us also. When I think about the spiritual, I think about John 6 and 44. It says, no man, that's pretty clear, no man can come to me. Who does that leave out? Who is the exception right there? It says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. You see, it is by the power of God, my friends, he draws you. Just like that water that's in that well, it doesn't just jump out and jump in your bucket, friends. You have to draw that water out of the well. Now we have pumps. I know you say, well, Brother Ricky, all I do is turn the faucet on. Let me tell you, there's something getting it to that faucet. It doesn't just jump in the faucet. It's not just there. You don't go to Home Depot or Lowe's and you got the faucet. It's always full of water. No, you got to run the line to that faucet. Therefore, when you turn it on, you'll get water when it's hooked up right. No man can come to me, so my Father draw him. What about Ephesians 2:1? And you hath he quickened. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. You hath he quickened. You were dead. You were D-E-A-D. As Jerry Clower used to say, you were graveyard dead. But he quickened you. And you know what quickened means? Means to give life. And how did he give you life? How did he give you life? John 5:25. The hour is coming now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. I pray that the Lord directs us on a daily basis. He directs our paths. I pray for our churches that he will direct our paths. I pray for my children that he will direct their paths. I pray for myself. I pray for my wife. I pray for my family. I pray for those that I love, that the Lord will direct their paths. It's not a man to do it. Joseph is a great example, once again, of one who the Lord was with. And I want to look at something real quickly here before I close about Joseph. I meant to mention this earlier. But if you'll read, it says that everything prospered. Everything that Joseph did prospered. Why? Why did everything he do prosper? Because the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with him. And do you remember what happened when Pharaoh asked Joseph to interpret his dream? You remember what he said? He didn't boast on his own ability and say, "I got this." He said, "The Lord will answer you." Friends, we need to understand there's the shortest song in that book says, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, all ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." We need to praise Him every day of our life, because it is through Him that our paths are directed. You think about how many times the Lord has blessed you in a temporal sense. In a temporal sense. I really would like for you to go and look at that. How the Lord has blessed you temporally in this life. I also want you to look at how He's blessed you spiritually. How He's blessed you to know Him and believe in Him. Because belief is important. You believe that? Belief is important. The Bible says it is. So whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. How do you believe? How do you believe? If you believe right now that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, how do you believe that? I know that the way of man is not in himself. See, it's the Lord. The Lord directs you. I pray you've gotten something I've tried to speak this day. May the Lord bless you.